horny. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor news. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
Let's get to it. It's another Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in one time for y'all. Y'all know what it is. Boy, it's a hump day. We're going to help y'all get over the hump on this hump day. It's going to be a warm one, too. We're hitting 80 today, 82 to be exact. If you're leaving out the house right now, you're leaving out the house to about 63 degrees. It's going to heat up pretty quickly. We'll be in the 70s, late 70s before 10 o'clock. So we'll be about 75 before 10 o'clock. And then we're going to top out about 82. A little small chance of rain around the area, about a 20% chance of rain shower. And pop-up showers in and out the day. Hit the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I am wonderful.
Welcome to Wednesday. Outside the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to comedian Bebe.
I say good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
North side.
Good morning.
East side.
Good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you?
Cooler, man.
Cooler.
Yes, sir. You good?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. First off, man, brewing this morning. It's so hard to say goodbye to the season that was and that now that isn't. Shout out to the Charlotte Hornets, man. They made it to the playoffs and made it to their play-in game. And it just seemed like they were a little nervous out there early on. And Indiana came out and bammed them boys early and stuck with it. And the Hornets lost, what, 140? 4-117? Bumbo put up a dub 44?
Something like that.
Woo! Bumbo put up a dub 44 on our Hornets. But, you know, man, the Hornets, good season. It was great. Welcome LaMelo Ball to the Charlotte Hornets and to the NBA. Great run, though. Great run for our Charlotte Hornets. And I guess now it's on the football. Get ready for the Carolina Panthers in that season. It's on the football.
Yeah,
but yeah, shout out to the Charlotte Hornets. They put up a good fight. It was just that first quarter, it was crucial. And Indy never looked back after that. The Hornets looked real nervous out there.
They looked lost.
Yeah, they looked real nervous early on. And then they never really got their groove. And you could tell that this team hadn't really been in the playoffs in a minute. And it was a bunch of youngsters out there, and I think they'll learn from this, and next year we'll be even better.
Yeah,
we'll be even better. Big game tonight, though, in the NBA. Everybody's going to be watching LeBron James and Steph Curry as they're playing in the playoff game, in a play-in game. So whoever wins, the other team go home? They out?
The loser plays the winner of the other play-in game, and the winner becomes the seventh seed. If I'm not mistaken,
because the Hornets lost and they're out, and then the Hornets lost and they're out, and Indy plays. Well, I know Boston ended up with the seventh seed because in the East because they won last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. This playing thing is new. I don't know, but I know LeBron and Steph Curry, aka Chef Curry, with the pot gonna chop it up tonight, 10 o'clock. It's gonna be a lot of time, folks, at work tomorrow. They're gonna be watching that one tonight. Yeah. Definitely going down. And speaking of watching, been watching this case brew in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and got a little crazy up there yesterday as the DA came out and ruled. We already know I was gonna play out, but just get announced. DA ruled that the shooting of Andrew Brown was justified. Said after review of the body cam and review of all the video evidence, the shooting of Andrew Brown was justified by the police in the sheriff's office in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Blah, 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 blah. We heard it all before. So just had to announce that this morning. And of course, you know, protests they broke out again and they continue. Down in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Just with our hearts and our prayers, definitely with the Andrew Brown family. Crazy, crazy story. And yeah, but the DA ruled that the shooting of Andrew Brown was justified. Crazy. All right, let's get it started this morning, man. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. If you've ever tried to accomplish anything in life, then you've experienced failure. If you've never failed in life, then it simply means you've never tried to accomplish anything. However, failure is a real part of life, and no one is immune to it. The question is, how do you respond to failure? There is a difference between failing backwards and failing forward. Do you blame others? Do you repeat mistakes? Do you expect to never fail again? Do you limit yourself because of past mistakes? Do you quit and give up? This is the approach of failing backwards. But failing forward means you take responsibility. You learn from mistakes. You recognize failing is a part of the process, but is never final. You take new risks and you persevere. Think about a recent setback you experienced. How did you respond? Today, make a commitment that from this moment on, you'll do whatever it takes to fail forward. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the
difference. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, shout out, it's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day, 63 degrees.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
The Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the In Real Life Comedy Tour. It's coming to the Queen City. You can laugh with Mike Epps, Samora, DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and Country Wayne on Friday, June 18th at the Bojangles Coliseum. There are two shows, 7 and 11 p.m. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Today we want to know, what television show would you like to bring back?
Bring back the Jeffersons, man. But give me good old George Weezy. And, bring back the Jeffersons. That's what I want to see for this generation.
There are two. One, I would love for A Different World to come back and be done right. I would love to see A Different World come back. And I would love to see Scandal come back. I miss Scandal.
Of course, I want Martin back.
Martin's a good pick.
Yeah, Martin or, Martin or Living Single.
Could you do Martin with a different cast?
No, I don't think so.
I mean,
there's nobody that can hold down Martin.
Nah, not at all. Nothing close to it. So, Martin would be my pick.
Mm.
Or Jamie Foxx show. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Jamie Foxx show was. Jamie Foxx show was underrated.
I don't know if you want Jamie Foxx to come back after this show that he has on Netflix.
No, I want the 2000 Jamie Foxx show. Not the Jamie Foxx now.
He's in a different place in his life.
I'm cool on Jamie Foxx now.
I like that Jamie Foxx show.
And you like a lot of whack stuff, Larry.
Yeah, you.
This Jamie Foxx show on Netflix, boy.
Yeah. Oof.
Oof. Ugh. One of the ones they just put together.
It's cringy.
I like the messages in it. I don't particularly say like the acting is stellar in A1, but I like the messages in it. Mm. Pretty cool.
All right. Well, head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Came with the game, came with the game. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:52, 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Check this out. ABC has given the go-ahead to an official reboot of The Wonder Years. But that's not it. The show is going to be set in the late 60s with a middle-class black family living in Montgomery, Alabama. It's going to be told through the eyes of a 12-year-old person, child named Dean, as he and his family go through the turbulent times of America. Don Cheadle is actually going to lend his talents as the adult version of Dean. Alicia E.J. Williams is going to play Dean as a teenager. So no word on a premiere date for this one, but we're going to get a reboot of The Wonder Years with a black family.
That used to be one of my favorite shows.
Wow.
First one. I used to love The Wonder Years.
I didn't watch The Wonder Years like that.
Good. It was dope.
My brother did.
It was dope. I liked it. I want to see how this reboot is going to be.
Me too.
Black family, I do.
Me too. I want to see what they do with this one. So as soon as I get a premiere date, I'll let you know about it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Another Larry, the morning madhouse, 63 degrees. Today's high's got to be right now, 82. Your madhouse question of the day, go on by there and answer that thing. Hashtag MHQOTD. You can answer it on the show page. You can answer it on my page, Jessica page, or Burby's page. And what's that question today, Ms. Jessica?
We are asking you, what show would you like to make a return?
I said, man, the New Age Jeffersons, man. I think, you know, black business owner doing his thing. Boy, had a maid and everything. People don't realize how Mr. George was really living out there. He had a maid. He had his own business. He was a really, really black entrepreneur on television. So I said a remake of the Jeffersons.
I said I would love to see a remake of, a remake of A Different World and also Scandal.
I said Martin. I'm talking about, like, I don't want Martin now. Bring back the old Martin. That type of show. And it's just, if they were to act now the way that they did when the show was first out, I think it would be even more funny. It would be funnier. Because with them being older and acting the way that they do, I think that show would kill.
How do we tap in on this?
Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can always leave it on the voicemail. That number is 704-227-8780.
To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, Gastonia rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
When I'm on the grind working all week,
MVP,
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding, working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
You the real MVP, man. It's working one way. It's what we got for the ladies, Justin.
So we recently talked about, you know, can you be friends with someone from the opposite sex? But let's take it a step further. Can you be friends with your ex? And if you're in a relationship, like, how do you actually handle that conversation with your significant other? If your significant other is friends with their ex and that bothers you, how do you handle that conversation? Do you set some expectations early up front in the relationship? Or are you cool with it? You like, look, I don't have no problem with it. I want to be friends with them too. Let us know, can you be friends with your ex if you are in a relationship? How do you deal with that conversation with your significant other? 570-WPEG.
All right, ladies, y'all get ready to tap in. Let us know, how do you deal with that?
Yeah. Get up,
ladies. Tell them I woke up like this.
Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Shauna's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98.
None of Larry, the morning madhouse. Shauna's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Working Women Wednesday. What we got for the ladies today, Miss Jessica?
Today we want to know, can you be friends with your ex? And if your significant other is friends with their ex, like, and it bothers you, how do you handle that conversation? What do you say to them? Or are you cool with it? You like, no, I have no problem at all. Let's talk about it. 570-WPEG.
598-WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And what was your question today, Ms. Jess?
Today we are asking you, can you be friends with your ex? Can you really be friends with your ex?
What about you? Because, you know, you're the lady on the show, and can you be friends with your ex? And, you know, if so, how does your mate handle it?
I think it depends on the relationship with your ex. Am I friends with some of my ex? Yes. is the guy friends with those guys? Yes. Yes. I don't keep it a secret. And if he were to express some problems with that, I would take that into consideration. Mm. And I say that it's based off of situations because I know that there are some females in his past that I would not want him to be friends with, that I would probably have a problem with. I probably would have a problem
why,
with it.
Why would you have a problem with it? I'm just asking.
Just based off of what happened in that relationship.
Between them two?
Yeah. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I would have a problem with it. I would have a problem with it. So I think it's situational.
Okay.
I think it depends on who it is. Mm. What about you? Like, how would you feel if your significant other was friends with your ex?
Nope.
None of them?
First of all, you know, Bourbon don't like, he don't like his wife to be friends with no damn male. If it's a man, he don't want her to be friends with
nobody.
Him. See, Bourbon is very possessive. What's your sign? You a Capricorn?
Yep.
Yeah, he very possessive.
No, the ex is
extremely possessive.
Nah, especially if it was a long, intense relationship. Nope.
Why not, Burp?
And if it was a like a cool breakup.
Yeah.
Like a hard, I don't like you type of breakup. I mean, you could be cordial. But one of them, this is amicable. Nope.
Why not?
Well, that's the one that they
gonna remain friends.
Yeah.
Then.
If it was a hard breakup, I don't want to be your friend.
Right. No, I ain't trying to kick at you no more.
And none of us will be friends no more.
Why not? That's in your opinion. But what if your wife wants to be friends with
no,
with
no.
Sometimes you get into a relationship with somebody and you realize as an adult, we're better as friends.
Yeah, cool.
We don't work out in a romantic relationship. We're better as friends. So you mean if they are adult enough to realize that you like, I don't care. Nope, you can't be friends with them because you were once romantic.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Does she react the same way to you?
Oh, she's worse.
No, Burp, I can't believe you finna sit over there and tell that lie.
No, the reason.
So, Burp, you don't have no friends that's your exes?
No.
Okay.
I don't have no. I wish I would, Larry. Let me say, this is how bad it was with her one time. Okay. I had a virtual show, and she sent somebody that I used to talk to message.
That's a little different, though.
In the virtual show, said, get out of the virtual show. It ain't even your show. You can't kick somebody out of the virtual show. Because you don't want them to be, simply because they were an ex of mine. They never had any run-ins before, but it was, and I've only started acting like that since I've been with her, because that's how she is.
So you saying her energy reflects, I mean.
Oh, that definitely rubbed off on me.
Okay.
That definitely rubbed off. Cause I'm real laid back. I really don't care about a lot of stuff. Yeah. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So you say.
I really don't. Okay. But when she started acting that way, and then I saw she was acting that way, like it's bad with her. She just want me to follow none of my exes on social media.
So what about that with Jessica? Is it okay for your mate to follow the ex on social media?
I had a problem with him following one of his exes on social media.
Why?
Because I don't like that hoe.
Drake, it's God's plan. Let him step in. 1-800-525-0098. Okay, all right, then. That's that remix right there. You know we the plug. You know where you heard it at first, man. Mooski, Chris Brown, Young Blue, A Boogie with the Hoodie, Trackstar Remix. It's that big thing. But them boys, what'd you say, Burp? They were singing on now.
Them boys were singing.
Miss Jessica, I don't know why you messing with Ahmad.
What do you mean? Why am I messing with him? I don't mess with him.
He on the phone for you.
How you doing?
Good morning, Jessica.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Lisa.
Her name is Lisa.
Guess what?
What?
She light skin.
Ahmad, let me ask
she
you.
Light skin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she light skin.
Ahmad, does she have an ex-boyfriend?
Please.
You?
Uh-huh.
No, an ex-boyfriend.
Does she have a boyfriend? Does she have a boyfriend before
John
you?
John Cabo. John Cabo.
That's an ex-boyfriend.
Does she still talk to him?
Uh-huh.
You don't have no problem with that?
No.
Because he's confident. Amai confident.
Burp, Amai got more confidence than you do.
Burp. Amai got more confidence than you, Burpee.
He got confidence now. I'm mad at nobody with confidence.
570-WPG. 1-800-525-0098. We're going to let you shine up next.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody out here bossing, huh? You know we gotta shine, big flossing. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
All right.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Can I give a shout out to Viola, to Tamino, and to my fingers, and to my friend Austin, my friend Adam, and to my friend Jonathan, to David Davis, and to Lisa Kerr, and to you, Jessica, and to Bill Blass, and to Jessica.
Yes.
Can you be on the 24th?
Yeah, I told you. I got you on that day. But hold on. Hold on.
Jessica. Guess what? Can you give me a shout out on the 28th on the radio?
I surely can. But Ahmad.
Jessica.
Ahmad.
What?
You forgot to give one person a shout out.
What?
Your girlfriend.
Lisa?
Yeah.
I was
going to
say
the least good. There it is. Thank you. You got to leave with that, Ahmad. Leave with Lisa.
You got no when to get out of there. Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
I was going to say the least good.
There it is. Hello? You got to turn your radio down, baby.
Okay, yeah, they get the radio.
Was that
That was somebody listening to the radio. All right, man, shout out to everybody out there doing their thing, man. Shout out to all the sanitation workers. Shout out to the whole city of Charlotte. Everybody out there doing their thug thizzle. Letting all y'all shine this morning inside the madhouse. All right, coming up is Justin Got to Know the Neighbor News for y'all. It's dropping at 7:24, and then right after that at 7:40, it's the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mann.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, so I've been telling you all about that new show, Queens, that's coming to ABC. Got an update about that. The Claremont twins are calling out the City Girls. I'm going to let you know why. And someone is headed to HGTV with their own show. Who is it?
I thought I was about to say jail.
I did, too.
I got a story about jail coming up, too.
But the head of the HGTV. Fitty Cent is head of the HGTV. He going to... Yeah, he liked to build stuff, so 50 Cent.
Thugger.
Young Thug?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm going to go Kodak. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He finna build something.
All right. We'll find out who it is coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, May 19th. YFN Lucci has turned himself into police after being indicted in a 105-count gang-related racketeering case in Atlanta. A case of this magnitude is rarely heard of in the Atlanta area, naming Lucci as one of 12 people in a case that spanned 10 years of gang activity. The others in the case are believed to be a part of the Bloodhound Gang based out of Miami, with Lucci's name not coming up until February of last year. Not much else is known about the case, but reports are that the prosecution has their case well sorted and will reveal it soon. One half of the Claremont twins hopped on Twitter to call out the City Girls in a shady, subliminal tweet. Shannon accused the rappers of copying a pose. Yes, a pose in their promo teaser for new music without giving the twins any credit. Now, when Miami got wind of the tweet, she responded by saying, I actually love both of y'all and openly support y'all. Nobody discrediting y'all. I'm not with the shady mess. Let's not go there. Now, while Young Miami tried to keep it cute, JT's reply was a little bit different. She said, y'all be scared to see other women grow and learn. It's enough clothes for everybody. Talking about fake fashion. Bees, you ain't no Naomi Campbell. I see your ass on holiday flyers like everybody else. It's so lazy of you to be tired about a pose. Lil Jon is taking his famous line from the window to the walls to another level. The King of Crunk has landed his own home renovation show on HGTV. It's called Lil Jon Wants to Do What? It's going to feature the rapper and one of the and another one of the network hosts. The show is set to premiere on HGTV this summer, and I will be tuned in. I want to watch it. They say Lil Jon actually loves this kind of stuff, so I can't wait to see it. The first trailer for ABC's new show, Queens, has been released, and fans are excited. I've been telling you all about it. It's going to star Eve, Brandy, and Trey Naughton, and it's going to follow them as they try to rekindle their relationship and fame that they once had as a 90s hip-hop group. Queens is set to air on Tuesdays this fall on ABC. If you all want to see the trailer, I have it up for you on our website, power98fm.com.
And my twin has a dance trending on TikTok right now from his show Girls 5 Ever on Peacock. Breaking news.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't you ever interrupt the Nosy Neighbor News for that. Don't, like, don't, you do that. You do that during Shine. You do that during Shine.
Nosy Neighbor News right now.
You do that during Shine. Happy birthday to Yo Gotti, Sam Smith, Malcolm X, Block Boy, JB, and Michael Che. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
Jessica. The neighborhood. Power 98. All right, man. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Lil Jon. What did she say about Lil Jon? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Jessica. This is Valerie.
Valerie, what did I say about Lil Jon in the Nosy Neighbor News?
He's going to get his own HGTV TV show called Lil
Jon
Does What?
That's what it is.
You are correct. Congratulations. My you just picked up five shout outs.
What?
Wait, what's going on?
That's my son in the background.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Malachi.
Hi, Malachi.
What? He's got
headphones off. Miss Valerie, you just won five shout outs. Who you got?
I want to shout out my son Mason for his last DOT for reading.
What?
I want to shout out my son Malachi for doing so well in physical therapy. I want to shout out my best friends Victoria and Mel because they do their thing to support a girl. I want to shout out my boss for everything he does to the company, and you can't get enough of that.
Malachi over there trying to take your shine, girl. He's trying to give out his shout outs. Hey, Malachi, we hope you have a great day too. Do one more for your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
What? Five. You already know what's up next inside the Madhouse. You know what it is, man. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what Larry is mad about next. Trust me, you're going to be mad with me. It's the plug. It's Power 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Pub for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40 inside the Madhouse, and it is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad?
I'm mad.
Mad.
I'm mad.
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 Mad. Okay, okay. Hashtag Larry Matt is being brought to you by Count On Me Mech. Research on similar viruses gave scientists a head start so they could create the COVID-19 vaccines without any shortcuts. Get your vaccine as soon as you can. Get the facts you need at mechenc.gov. And I'm laughing because this is exactly what Larry Matt is about today. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, certified, not verified. Hashtag Larry Matt. Here we go. So, you know, a lot of different states have come up with ways or come up with incentives for people to take the vaccine, right? You got Ohio. They said if you take the vaccine, they're going to put you in a $1 million lottery. You got California, who is offering $10,000 scholarships for people to take the vaccine. So on and so forth. A lot of different states are coming up with incentives for people to take the vaccines. And they're especially trying to come up with incentives for African Americans, aka black people, to take the vaccine, right? So let me help them out. I'm mad because they ain't came up with the right damn incentives for black people. So I came here today to help them out. Okay, you want black people to take the vaccine? Here goes some incentives for your ass. How about you increase our credit score by 200 points? Mm. If you take the vaccine, I skip you from a 500 to a 700. How about that? How about that? How about for every black person / African American that takes the vaccine, you will clear 80% of their student loan debt? How about that? 80%. Clear 80%. So if you owe $100,000, they going to clear $80,000. Now you owe $20,000. How about that? How about for every black person or every African American that takes the vaccine, you give us 6 months free rent / or mortgage payments. No mortgage payments or no rent payments for at least 6 months. How about for every black person that take the vaccine, you'll buy us a brand new Cadillac or Mercedes, whichever one we choose. I like the new Escalade myself. I do like that new S552. How about for every black person that take the vaccine, especially black males, you'll clear their child support. You'll pay their child support payments for 2 years.
Now, that's where they're going to draw the line.
That's it. It's over. They can't pay 2 years of child support for your boys. Can't take care.
Nope. Not going down.
Well, guess what? Guess what ain't going down? Guess what else ain't going down?
What?
Black people like taking that damn vaccine. I'm trying to help them, baby. I'm trying to help them come up with some incentives for black people to take this vaccine. You got to bring us in. You got to bring us in the fold, baby. Bring us on in the fold. Y'all coming up with the wrong incentives for us. You got to give us something that we want. Give us something that we want. Let's negotiate. Let's negotiate the terms and conditions. That's right. Negotiate the terms and conditions. Hey, man, hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about.
No limit, Larry.
All right, now you know what time it is right now. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Larry, yeah. Cut that music off and cut my music on. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because she keeps it
100. Now, today's word, I'm saying something to somebody. You can't win without somebody losing. Mm. You can't win without a loser. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I can't win if you don't lose.
If you don't lose.
I am a winner.
Are we still?
No. Yeah. I am a winner. See, you have to overcome in order to get the victory. The V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. I am a winner. Jesus instilled in us the ability to have confidence. He instilled in us the ability to be better than other people at some things. Turn to your neighbor and say,
neighbor,
I am better than you.
I am better than you.
Just like, exactly, Jessica, just like that. I am better than you. Sometimes it's not being arrogant. It's not being cocky. Sometimes you have to put down someone else so they can find what it is that they need to be doing. I done said something to somebody, Larry.
I don't know what you mean, but say it again.
Put down somebody so they can find what it is that they need to be doing.
Oh, stop carrying dead weight.
Stop. Oh, Larry, don't get carried. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Don't get carried.
Don't get carried.
I'm not a carrier.
Don't get carried.
I'm not a carrier.
I'm not FedEx.
I'm not FedEx.
I'm not UPS.
I'm not UPS.
I might deliver. But I don't carry.
I don't carry.
I am not a carrier.
I'm not a carrier.
I'm a warrior.
I'm a warrior.
I'm a fighter.
I'm fighting.
I'm
a survivor.
You know, sometimes the spirit leads you in other places that we don't know where you're going.
Don't know where you're going.
Just because it led you a couple places today. I don't know what's happening. I don't know where you're going today. But I'm going to let the spirit use you today.
Let the spirit use.
Let him take you there. Because you know what that is? That's the spirit of a winner, Jessica. You got the spirit of a winner. You do whatever you want. Lord, handle her right now. We're going to say a prayer for Jessica.
Sorry.
And those were Burberry's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, so if you have some photos in your phone that you don't want people to see, I have some good news for you. If you have private photos, Google Photos is adding a locked folder for those images. The new photo will be password sensitive, according to Google. The new feature will first appear on the Pixel, and then it will be featured on other Android phones throughout the year. So the other bad side of this is not coming to Apple. I guess you can get an app for that. Do y'all have a picture locker on your phone?
I have a... I mean, no.
No. No, say no, burping down. What do you mean? No.
Oh, okay, Burpee. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
What time is it? Yeah, she's been listening.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
It's a Wednesday inside the madhouse, and you know what we do on Wednesday.
Don't be a man, you know the game. Don't be a man, you know the game. Don't be a man, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get Jones, try to get Jones, try to get Jones.
We got a female today. Her name is Precious, and she wants to get chose. She heard us trying to get the young lady chose on last week and said, hey, I think I want to be on this show. You know, dating in today's society is hard, you know, especially just, you know, dealing with, you know, the ins and out of dating period. But then when you throw in the pandemic and social media and all that. Yeah, so we knew it was hard. So we try to help y'all out. We try to be the middleman or the middle people. We the middle people for y'all. Get chose up next. We're going to find out if we can get Precious chose today. It's Power 98.
Mm-hmm. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me. Be sure to follow
us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
It's Nola Bellary in the Morning Madhouse. We back. And of course, coming up next, we're going to get somebody chose. Her name is Precious. Nola Bellary in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and RP. It is time to get chose.
Don't be a man, you know the game. Don't be a man, you know the game. Don't be a man, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose. Try to get chose. Try to get chose. Try to get chose.
All right, man. Each and every Wednesday, we try to get somebody chose. And today, we got Precious. Good morning, Miss Precious.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
Hello.
I feel amazing, as always.
You feel amazing, as always? Okay, so we're going to dive right in. We got to get right into this thing so we can get these lines jumping for you, all right?
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
I like your attitude. All right, Precious. What is your age range, if you don't want to tell us your exact age?
late 30s, early 40s.
Late 30s. And what is the age range of, what, first of all, are you looking for men or women or both?
It's fun.
Why are you laughing? This is 2021. Stop playing with me.
Oh, I know. Both.
You looking for both?
Yeah.
Okay, men and women. Okay, mm-hmm. What's the age range on that?
late 30s, early 40s.
So late 30s.
Phone lines jumping.
So you're looking for men and women. So have you been in a relationship with a man with both? Not at the same time, but with both?
Yeah.
And which one do you feel more comfortable with being in a relationship with?
who's better at being in a relationship would be women.
Okay, okay.
No, that ain't what he asked you, ma'am.
I said what you're comfortable with being in a relationship with, but I guess.
Oh, my comfortability is definitely women.
Okay, that's what's up.
Precious, where do you work?
I own my own business.
Own your own business, okay.
Own your own business. Do you have any children?
I do.
And how many children do you have?
I have a few boys.
Are they older or younger boys?
Mid-range.
Mid-range, okay. Okay, we're just asking for the people now.
Now, Precious, let's get to the nitty-gritty.
Let's get to it.
What is it about a man in a relationship that did it for you? But what is it that lost you about a man? And the same question about a woman.
What?
For a man, what did it for me is definitely being able to take charge and handle business, because I am a very femme fatale. I definitely need that aggression, that little bit of, you know, that little torque they have to them. And I think the same for women. However, she can deal with my feminine side, my, I don't know if I can say it, but bitchiness, if you will, when I do go through those stages, which can last a year or two. And what turns me off is definitely not being able to take charge, not knowing your place, not knowing when you need to support my shine and attempting to step into my shine.
Mm. So you need a take charge type of man. If a man is seeking you, then you need a take charge type of man. That's what you're saying.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I will say this, cause for a lot of guys that's been calling in for the weeks previous, they haven't been, they ain't been taking charge.
So, fellas, she's laying it out for you, fellas, and women.
That's a no for me, yeah.
She said it's a no for me.
I mean.
Fellas, so you like Young M.A. or Kehlani type of game?
I have found that Young M.A. is the longer lasting. Kehlani is fun to play with.
Ooh. Mm. I like your answer.
So, we're getting right to it.
You have also, you said, you know, that you need someone that can take charge. What are some other deal breakers? Like, you're like, absolutely not.
I don't, although I have children, I don't like people with children, because I don't deal with baby mama drama very well at all.
Okay.
So that's that, you know, little you got a 1-year-old at home. I don't have time for that.
Okay.
I don't have time
so
for that.
So if they got kids, it's mid-range, then that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they got a younger child, it's like, nah, because you think they got baby mama drama.
No, they do. They do. They
everybody
do.
Ain't I know like
I mean, I can only judge from my experience, and I'm gonna tell you, I am not a good baby mama. If I was a baby mama, I wouldn't be a good baby mama. I'm not built like that.
You difficult?
I'm difficult. I would be the worst. I feel like I still own part of your life. I own part of your life because I gave birth.
So let me be honest. I love honesty, though. I love your honesty.
Let me ask you this, Precious. Yeah. I'm gonna put you in this situation. We're gonna go to commercial break, but think on this answer while I ask it. Mm-hmm. You're on a date. You go on a date with a man, you go on a date with a woman. You have a great time with both of them. What is it that you're going to be looking for between the two of them that will lead you to either one if you don't mess with both of them?
Oh,
so think on that. Think on that while we go to commercial break.
Actually, we're not going to commercial break. We're going to a song. Pooh Shiesty. We're getting it back in blood. It's the plug. It's Power 98. You know what it is, boy. We get somebody chose. We got Precious on the line, boy. Yes, she is in her late 30s, early 40s, and she's looking for men and women who's in her late 30s and 40s. She owns her own business. She's got a few boys, and she wants a take charge type of person. And this guy right here say he take charge. Go ahead, big dog. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
What's up, John John?
What's up? This is John John from Exit 4.
Exit 4.
I'm trying to get chose.
You trying to get chose. You trying to do the choosing.
Oh, you know that. I let them choose me. You know?
There you go. There you go.
I let them choose me.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, John.
That ain't how we play this game. That's not how the statement works.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had a question for Preston.
You got a question for Preston? What's your name?
You know that.
You got to turn your radio down, baby.
My name AJ.
AJ, hold on, AJ. All right, we gonna find out if Precious.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gonna choose one of these people, or one of these people gonna choose Precious coming up.
What's the over under for y'all today? What y'all got? That's how y'all feeling this morning. I think Precious gonna get chose today.
I think she is too.
Yep. I think she gonna get chose. 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. If you want to choose Precious, it's the plug. It's Pot 98.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault, because you didn't wake up the brain. You gotta feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
Living Larry the Boy the Madhouse. It is a Wednesday, and we are trying to get Precious chose today.
Don't be a lame, you know the game. Don't be a lame, you know the game. Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose. Try to get chose. Try to get chose.
You know what it is? The hottest dating game on radio, getting somebody chose. We got Precious. Precious done fired this thing up today. Precious, you're in your late 30s, early 40s. You're looking for men and women. You got a few boys in mid-age range. And you ready to get back in this dating thing. You're trying to find somebody, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, let's see if we can get you chose. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, John, what you want?
I'm trying to let her choose me, man.
How you trying to let her choose you?
Hey, man. Hey, I know what she want. I know exactly what she want. I know what Peaches and her girlfriend want.
Her name is Precious, first of all.
Lord, John.
Her name is Precious, first of all.
He called her Peaches.
Precious. Well, her name is Precious. Peaches, Precious. Hey, she my
No, it ain't John. Jeremy.
So what does she want, John?
Hey, she just want a man to fill a spot in there with her and her girlfriend. That's all. She don't want no man. She want a woman. But she want a man to do that menage a trois. And when she call me, I'm going to take charge in that room for her.
Hold on. John, how you get to that conclusion?
When she was answering the question, man, she got game too, man. She wouldn't even answer the question fully. How old is your kids, the mid-range? All that, man, she ain't looking for nothing. I know what she's looking for.
Okay, Georgia.
She's looking for a relationship. She's looking for a relationship.
Okay, Georgia. Thank you.
They don't even call it that no more.
Power 98, good morning.
I told y'all.
Yeah, so I'm trying to chose Precious.
Chose Precious. Okay. Who is this?
Hey, I want Precious and another girl too.
You want both of them?
See?
Of
course. See?
She wants two girls. She want a girl and a dude. So I'm open to that.
You open to that. And so what do you bring to the table, sir?
I'm just a working man. I like a woman that likes women.
What's your name?
I'm Chris.
Now, Chris, Precious didn't say that she was interested in a threesome. She said that she was interested in a man or a woman.
Right. And I know that she didn't, but she kept bringing the women topic up and men. She don't know what she want. I think she want both.
She don't tell her.
We can have a group.
You can have a group. So that's what you do. Do you have a lady at this time in your life?
No, I'm single.
Do you have a man in this time? Because I got to ask.
No, man.
I got to ask, brother. I got to ask. Don't get mad at me.
No, man. So I ain't into that.
So what would you take Precious on the first date? Well, you ain't even trying to do that. You just trying to go to straight
the
to
house.
The room.
We'll go out and just chill at the park or just go out to dinner or have a drink, you know, on the first date.
Where you going to take it to?
I mean, just a restaurant, you know, somewhere nice.
Okay.
In Charlotte.
All right.
You know, it's no big deal on that.
Okay. Power 98, good morning. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was listening to the radio about Precious.
What's up? Who is this?
China,
what's up, China? How you doing?
This it right here.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. You got a, China, do you work?
Yeah, I do work.
Do you have any kids?
No, I don't have no kids.
So no kids. Would you date somebody with kids because Precious has kids?
Yeah, I'd date somebody with kids as long as she got like a baby daddy under control because I don't got time for that, but yeah.
Okay. All right, China, so what was it that you heard Precious say that sort of piqued your interest?
It was just the way she was vibing. Like, she seemed like she knows what she want to do in life, know what she want, and, you know, she said she definitely, I feel like she knows what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know.
So, China, what would you?
I'm like a young MMA mixed with a Dave's Love type.
Okay.
So you say young. How old are you, and what do you do?
Not young.
32. 32. Okay, that works. 32. And what do you do?
Yeah, I just turned 32.
What do you do?
I'm in sales.
Sales. Okay.
Street
now,
sales?
Now, China. China, let's get to it.
China,
you sound like you're in the street sales. Hey, listen, you know what I mean? I'm trying to have your business out.
China, if you're making money, make your money.
Hey, I ain't mad.
And there it goes.
China, let me ask
you.
Oh,
Lord, China. Oh, Lord. You ain't denying.
There it goes. I promise you. Precious go vibe with me.
Come on, China. Now, let's get right to it. We got some dudes on the phone. What's going to separate you from these dudes? Because I'm going to go ahead.
It don't take much.
It ain't looking good.
It don't take much. It's just the way I am, my personality, the way I look. Like, it's no competition as far as with me and dudes, because we're totally different, you know? Like, I'm a female at the end of the day. I'm a woman.
That's what's up.
China, let me ask you this. Have you ever been with a man?
I've been with, like, 2.5.
I like China. I don't know if Precious go choose China, but I choose China.
Can we choose for the person? Can we choose for
the person? No, time out.
I think China.
When you say
make a good couple.
When you say 2.5, I would like to know about this 0.5.
He didn't really care.
It just didn't work out. It wasn't gonna work, and you know, we're not gonna.
So let me ask a real question. I'm gonna ask a real question that people think and don't nobody ask the question. So who is the sex better with, men or women for y'all?
Women for sure.
Oh, okay. Easy. I just want to know.
Yeah, I agree. Sex with a woman is way better.
I don't know. I ain't never had sex with a man, baby. I don't know.
Me either. That's all I know about is a woman.
Me 2.5. Charlie don't have much experience with men either.
You're right, Jessica. You're right. So, China, when would you take Precious out on the first date? Like, what y'all doing on this date?
Wherever she want to go, Jennifer Fahrenheit.
See, you didn't.
She, no, she answered it.
No, but the thing about it is, China says she want. I mean, Precious says she wants somebody to take control.
She said it. She said it.
But she started out wherever you want to go.
She want to go.
That's the least. I want to take her to Fahrenheit, something like that.
Okay, there you go.
She said that.
I know, but she started out with, you know.
What's your outside the box type of date? Because we hear all the time, I'm gonna take you to a restaurant, I'm gonna take you wherever you want to go. What's your outside of the box type of date that you would take Precious on?
You know, like indoor skydiving or something like
that. Oh, that's
dope.
Mm. I fly is dope. Mm. All right, you hold on, yeah. China. We're going to see what Preston say, all right?
You better pick right. China.
Wow.
Hold on, Preston.
You don't have faith in none of these dudes.
Burp, I'm with you. I don't got faith in none of these dudes.
None. None.
Precious?
Yes.
Do you like China?
A hell of a lot better than anybody else who came on the phone.
So
we do too.
So you think we might can? You think y'all might can connect and make something happen?
I definitely would like to know more about China.
Okay.
She sounds amazing. Actually, from the tidbits of information at her 2.5 on the radio. You know? Yeah, she sounds amazing.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, I don't know what the other clowning was. They want to be picked. They first of all pick and choose to know my name, not pieces.
Hello.
I am Preston.
Right. Hello.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Can't be that stupid.
So we're gonna try to make this connection with you and China, and y'all go do y'all thing, and y'all come back and let us know. How about that?
That sounds amazing. Let's do that.
Okay, there it is. Y'all see that? You see that? We got one.
It was two women, but we got one.
That's why we got it. Because it was two women. That's why we got it.
Hey, you know what?
China, I almost went on a date with China.
See?
China, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
It seems like Precious is going to choose. Y'all going to choose each other, and we're going to see what happens, all right?
Man, look, Precious going to want me, I promise you. I'm a dreadhead pretty ass. I just moved up her about 2 years ago from Louisville. She's going to want me, I promise.
You better talk your ish, China.
Get straight again.
you want to make it 3.5, bro?
Get 3.5. Pretty big, or, might be 5.5.
Or he going to round it off and make it a 3.
I'm going to go and round it off to a 3. All right, China, hold the line, okay? All right, there it is, man. Another Wednesday. This Wednesday, we got somebody.
We got one, baby. I'm happy. Yeah.
We are so excited. Right. We're like, yes! Right. We did it! We did it!
We do that here. So terrible.
Yes! We did it!
What I always say, Burford, I see why women are dating women. Yeah. I see why.
Yeah, these dudes out here are terrible and stupid.
My goodness.
All right, we're going to hook them up. We're going to see
I know what she want.
We're going to put that together.
Yeah, you don't.
Don't press the same thing. No, it's not.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? I'm sorry, guys. We were still on the phone with Precious and China.
Woo!
And woo, I'm Black Smart now. I'm a different type of smart now, Burp.
I'm a lesbian. I'm talking to them.
Black Smart will be back tomorrow. Just say that. Black Smart will be back tomorrow. Coming up, man, we're going to check the Madhouse voicemail. You got it on your mind, you can let it off. And, of course, we're going to roll call at 9:55. Ooh, we finally got somebody to show. Miss Sullivan be singing that song right there. Boy, I swear she be singing. Come and pick up your feelings, man. It's all right.
That note there.
Jess, you sound just like her. Hit it again.
All right.
Don't what?
She did sound like that. Give her credit when she deserves her credit.
You a hater thinking that you the only person in there front of
you. Now you know, can't nobody say
exactly.
But
exactly. Come on now.
No, I didn't say that.
Hit it then. Hit the note.
No, Jessica, you did it. So
I know. Well. I know I did. Thank you.
Something on your mind, you joking?
The Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
You know how it goes down, man. We check this Madhouse voicemail, and we drop your Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. And, of course, at 9:25, we play back your responses. And the question was what?
Today we were asking you if you could bring back a television show. Which show would it be?
My girl, Coco Chanel 1203 said A Different World or Living Single. Lana Jari said Girlfriends. Ooh, I wouldn't mind Girlfriends come back. I just like that show. Mm-hmm. I used to love that show. Mm-hmm. Typical Light Skin said 106 and Park. I think they do need to bring back a version of 106 and Park. That would be dope. And Gorgeous Z, I think that's what it is, said, they need to bring back Moesha because I need to know who was pregnant.
Really? That's fine.
And Coach Sam Grounder. What up, Coach Sam Grounder? He said he wants to see Martin come back.
Coach, what up, Coach?
A lot of people said Martin. Martin, Gossip Viv said The Cosby Show, and the rest was Martin, and Good Times was in there, too.
Young Yoni's baby mama says Bernie Mac.
Oh, the Bernie Mac show was good.
I got
no Bernie Mac.
Ash Cognito says Girlfriends, but they said because we need a proper ending. A different world, Martin. CSA Greta says Underground. Tikana Nicole says 227.
227, what that
come
thing,
on, girl.
TRW says Parenthood. Changing Faces 2 says Star. And Roblo 704 says Boondocks. And King Pogue says What's Happening in the Wayne's Brothers.
The one lady green said Martin can't come back because Tommy isn't here. It won't be the same. So I just say A Different World so these dumbass kids can aspire to go to school and stop being stupid. Chris Cunningham said One-on-One. Dez shot it, said The Boondocks. Super Shay said Boondocks or Black Dynamite. Dez also said Keenan and Kel. That was a good one. Now,
who likes this orange is the soda?
Kel loves orange soda. I do. Now, this is the one that separates them from everybody else's comments. Amanda Harmon says Seventh Heaven and The Secret Life of the American Teenager. Yeah, that's not us. That ain't it right there.
You ain't watched Seventh Heaven?
Hell no.
Seventh Heaven was good.
Now, see, y'all sitting there laughing, but you watched the show.
I'm laughing because I clearly know who wrote it, but still a good show.
Oh, somebody said Kids Incorporated on my Facebook page. Did y'all ever watch that?
No.
No.
Kids Incorporated, K-I-D-S, yeah.
Thank you, Burber. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Yeah, you got it on your mind. Let it off. You know what it is. Go ahead and tap in on the Madhouse voicemail. What y'all talking about today?
I think they should bring back this show in living color. Just how it is. Just, like, make it longer.
Oh, good morning, solid America. I just love when I'm coming here, calling. You just make my day. I just love that, baby. But anyway, I'm calling. All y'all women be trying to get shows. Why y'all trying to get shows? Just find you somebody with that doggone boomerang, and you'll be chosen. That's all you need, that pressure, you know, because it's that pressure bust pipe. That's all you need. Get them pipes flushed out, honey. Oh.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, y'all? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for May 9th.
Oh, my good.
May 19th. All right. YFN Lucci has turned himself into police after being indicted in a 105-count gang-related racketeering case in Atlanta. Lucci was named one out of 12 people in the case that spanned 10 years of gang activity. Mm. The others in the case are believed to be a part of the Bloodhound Gang based in Miami. Lucci's name was not coming up until February of last year. Not much else is known about this case, but reports are that the prosecution has a well-sorted case and they will reveal it soon.
You know what, man? I'm rooting for Lucci in this. I don't want this for this young man. You know, he's already facing a murder charge. Now he's facing a RICO charge. It's like, yo, bro, I don't want this for LeBron. I'm rooting for him.
Who in jail for RICO right now? Casanova.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good. So they trying to get everybody.
He might even be tied to this one. You know, because when they do them, a lot of times they be connected some type of way. So you just never know. But I don't want that for that young man.
Well, one half of the Claremont twins hopped on Twitter to call out the City Girls. It's a shady, subliminal tweet that Shannon posted. She accuses the rappers of copying a pose that they did. Yeah, exactly. It's a pose, y'all.
A pose?
It's a pose. If you all want to see it, it's up on my Instagram story. So what happened was the City Girls posted a video promoting, you know, they have new music dropping on Friday. So they sort of promoted, you know, this, and it was like a little snippet. And in the video, you see JT and Young Miami doing this pose. And then Shannon hops on Twitter, basically calling them out. Now, Young Miami said, I actually love both of y'all and openly support y'all. Nobody discrediting y'all. I'm not with the shady mess. Let's not go there. Now, while Young Miami tried to keep it cute, JT's response was a little bit different. She came in and said, y'all be scared to see other women grow and learn. It's enough clothes for everybody. Talking about fake fashion. B, you ain't no Naomi Campbell. I see your ass on holiday flies like everyone.
Not holiday fly.
It's so lazy of you to be tired about a pose. And so basically the pose is JT is down on like all fours and then JT is on her back. The Claremont twins did the same pose, but gay. Guess who did it first? Cheerleaders. It's called a pyramid.
Stripper. I've seen that in the strip club.
See, exactly. Come on now. Like I said, if you all want to see a picture of it, it's up on my Instagram story. And the other crazy part of this was JT in one of the tweets, because I was sort of following this as it was going down. JT in the tweets was like, dang, y'all ain't even give us a chance to reveal the picture yet. Like, they didn't even drop the picture. It was a video, and you see JT sort of getting into the pose.
Oh.
And they sitting up there trying to call him out. Cut it out, Claire.
I love JT, little hood.
Y'all can't call nobody fake when...
Y'all fake.
Your whole entire body.
Lil Jon is taking his famous line from the window to the wall to another level. The King of Crunk has landed his own home renovation show on HGTV. It's called Lil Jon Wants to Do What? Is going to feature him and one of the hosts from DIY Network. The show is set to premiere on HGTV this summer. I am excited about this.
Yeah, I think Lil Jon, I like watching Lil Jon in action. Like, he's hella funny for real, so I think it's going to be dope.
I'm excited. I want to see what he's going to do with this show. Happy birthday to Yo Gotti, Sam Smith, Malcolm X, Black Boy JB, and Michael Che. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.